This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
All Saints' Day, known also as All Hallows' Day or Hallowmass, will be celebrated in many churches today, even though other churches will be celebrating it tomorrow instead, on November the 1st, its usual date. Usually All Saints would follow fast on the heels of Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, which is today, October the 31st, a day when many people would light lanterns in their windows to drive away evil spirits. But All Saints' Day to me, whichever day it's celebrated on, today or tomorrow, is like a phoenix soaring up, bringing light and hope and promise from the ashes of all that scares and oppresses us. Don't we need such positivity in today's world rather than glorify so much that has the appearance of evil around us? So I'd like to begin our programme today with a song of mine based on a vision of heaven, ablaze with glory and wonder. It's called The Throne of Heaven. Such vivid imagery here in Revelation 4, and I well remember being caught up in worship myself and deeply moved by the words there in Scripture. Here's the throne of heaven.
Jasper, carnelian, shining from your face, colours that shimmer from your throne of grace. Symbol of promise offered to us now. Elders surround you, holy men of old, seated in splendor, wearing crowns of gold. Thunder and lightning, seven lamps ablaze.
Saints' Day is an opportunity for Christian believers to remember all saints and martyrs, known and unknown, throughout Christian history right up to the present day. It arose from the Christian tradition of celebrating the martyrdom of saints on the day on which they died. When martyrdoms increased during the persecutions of the late Roman Empire, a special day of celebration was put in place in order to ensure that all martyrs, known and unknown, were properly honoured and not one left out. Here's a very popular hymn we sing at this time of the year for all the saints. Strange how heroes and heroines in today's world all seem to be celebrities from the world of sport, music, films and television, or even reality shows or TikTok. They're beautiful people, fit, funny, talented. All people, it seems, need a role model. But in the past, it was the lives of saints and martyrs that inspired people, mainly because of their compassion, their courage under persecution, their unshakable faith and their love in action. So who were these saints and martyrs, and what kind of lives did they live? See if you can make sense of this one. Here's a really clever song which mentions over 100 of them by name. I wonder how many you can pick out and identify. It's a song set to a popular Gilbert and Sullivan tune and sung by Paul Camerata, A List of Saints.
There's Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist, James the son of Zebedee, and Peter, Andrew, Matthew, Philip, Thomas, John, Bartholomew, and Simon, Zealot, Thaddeus, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Dismas, Paul, and Barnabas, and Stephen, Luke, Ignatius, Sylvester, Mary, Magdalene, and Martha, Mark, and Timothy, and Linus, Clement, Rufus, Tecla, Zosimus, Felicity, and Anacletus, Polycarp, Hippolytus, Perpetua, and Justin, Martyr, Christopher, Clement of Alexandria. There's Cecilia, Dennis, Ponchi, and Genesius, and Agatha, and John, and Paul, and Valentinus, Cyprian, and Barbara, and Gregory of Nyssa, Basil, Ambrose, Helen, Lazarus, Augustine, John, Chrysostom, Boniface, and Athanasius. There's Hilary, Sebastian, Philomena, Lawrence, Finian, and Benedict, Scholastica, and Patrick, Cosmas, Damian, and Adalbert, Anselm, Olaf, George, and Jos, and Nicholas, and Beckett, Francis, Dominic, and Bonaventure, Stanislaus, Aquinas, Albert, Catherine, and Bridget, Rita, Casimir, and John of Gotzer, Thomas, Morgan, Fisher, Francis, Xavier, there's Joan of Arc, Louis, Montfort, Joseph of Cupertino, Ignatius of Loyola, Aloysius, and Juan Diego. There's Therese, Don Bosco, Maria Goretti, Elizabeth, and Seaton, and Martin, Vincent, Bernadette, Antonio, Andrew, Kim, Dagon, John McElgani, John Vianney, Teresa, Benedicta, Maximilian, Catherine, Drexel, Padre Pio, John Amola. These are the only saints for lack of breath that I could mention, but there's many thousand more that are deserving your attention.
Saints and martyrs of old in our history, then, were held up as examples of the kind of spirituality that ordinary folk might never reach, the likes of St. Cuthbert, Padre Pio, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Francis of Assisi, and even their relics were believed to have healing properties. But St. Paul, in his letter to the early churches, often addressed all members of a church as saints, not just the few. In one book in the Bible, Peter has this to say in one of his letters: "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So what is expected of us, so-called saints of God? Some people may suggest prayerfulness, joyful service, love and action, But is it not simply to allow Jesus to move in and out through our lives and learn somehow how to model ourselves on him in order to become more like him? I heard a lovely prayer just this week written by the Iona community. It thanks God for people who actually connect with us, who make their mark on us, people who shine with the light of Christ. So here is that prayer for us this morning. Let us hold before God in confidence the ones who laugh when we are funny, and the ones who make us smile at ourselves, the ones for whom we weep, and the ones who in sorrow weep for us, the ones who worry that we might be lonely, and the ones who ensure that that does not happen, the ones who feed our minds and our bodies, and the ones with whom we share faith and break bread, the ones who reveal in themselves what is hidden, and the ones who treat as precious all we confide in them, the ones who this day we want to pray for, and the ones who, unasked, will pray for us. And let us praise God for the one from whom we are sent, the one to whom we are summoned, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. So let's listen to a song sung by Wiley Beveridge, all about the way God changes our lives, changes our name. It's a song called I Will Change Your Name.
I will change your name. You shall no longer be called wounded, outcast, lonely or afraid. Face.
saints are just people who try to grow towards perfection and who very often at times get it wrong. They're people who struggle and suffer and who are aware of their own weaknesses and faults. They are real people who grow to rely on God in their everyday lives, in their successes and their failures, through bad times and good, through disaster as well as triumph. We find examples of this in our reading today. Let's look at John 11, 32 to 44, where Lazarus, brother of Mary and Martha, is raised from the dead. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there's a bad odour, for he's been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." So you see, here we have people very close to Jesus, and they were flawed too, but they were open to learn more about themselves, so there's hope for us. Mary and Martha, both friends and followers of Jesus, were in great distress over their brother's death, and Jesus gets no greeting, only blame for being too late. Jesus gives a command for the stone to be moved, and Martha steps in to prevent him, more concerned about the odour that might drift out of the tomb. Neither have much trust in Jesus at this point. But soon they learn that Jesus had great power over life and death. Let's listen to Kristen Getty singing, "There is a higher throne."
There is a higher throne than all this world has known, where faithful ones from every tongue will one day come. Before the sun we stand, made faultless through the Lamb. Believing hearts find promised grace, salvation
to read to you part of an international prayer leaflet here. It says this: there is a God who knows everything, the real reasons, the hidden stories, the deepest motives, and he may be trusted to judge justly, especially for those for whom the hope of justice is faint. What is God like? He's Father to those who trust and honour him both now and far into the future, for those who shape their lives his way, whatever the struggle. It goes on to say, in a harsh world of weapons and bombs and fences and walls and water cannon and border forces and closure and rejection, that the hallmark of God is compassion. He knows our frailty, how short-lived we are. He's different from us, but not distant. He's forever. His consistent love and righteousness are utterly reliable, because his throne is established in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all here and now, whatever the situation. Just like the words of our last song. We can call ourselves Christians, but if we were ever arrested for being one, would there be enough evidence to convict us? Who in today's world is willing to offer him all that they are? And could that be you this morning? A story is told of a little girl who was with her family in a party being shown around one of our great cathedrals. As the guide was explaining an historic tomb nearby, the girl was staring at a great stained glass window through which the summer sun was streaming, bathing the cathedral floor in magnificent colour. As the group was about to move on, she asked the guide in a clear voice, "Who are these people in this pretty window?" "Those are the saints," the man replied. That night, as she was getting ready for bed, she told her mother, "I know who the saints are." "Do you, dear?" replied the mother. "Who are they?" "Well, they're the people who let the light shine through." Light makes such a difference to our lives. Our cathedral in Newcastle has been renovated recently. It now glistens. The church furniture, fabric and brasses shine. The colourful stained glass looks brand new, and they've not been specially cleaned. The difference is the brand new lighting. So why not think of someone you know right now who desperately needs healing? You're bound to know someone in need in these uncertain times. Let's try placing them in the arms of God in our next song this morning, which is called "Christ as a Light," sung here by Northumbria Community. Where it says "me," let's use the word "them." Christ, illumine them and guide them, overshadow them. Christ, be all around them, under them, over them, on their left and right, within and without.
Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Christ as a shield,
beside me, on my left and my right.
This is Sheila Hamill. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick, who week by week assists me with his amazing technical skills. Say goodbye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
I'm leaving you with one more song by Northumbria Community, this time a blessing. May the saints and saviour watch over you, and of course over all those you know and love. Bye for now.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day.
May the saints and Saviour watch over you.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day.
May the saints and Saviour watch over you.